The Lord created us in the Lord's image. He endowed each one of us with a measure of his essence. We are all of us God's most prized possession, his most beloved creation. And yet our God understands that we are weak. He knows that we are flawed. And so God sent his only son, Jesus Christ, hoping that we might listen and learn from his teachings. Jesus taught us that it is impossible to consider the needs of other people when we are blinded by our own desire. That by indulging our weakness, we are removing ourselves from God, because we cannot serve God and self. So why did God make us so superficial? So physical? So defined by this corporeal manifestation of ourselves? We have been created in such a way that our physical needs must be one of our greatest priorities. Otherwise, we will not live long enough to consider the possibility of conceiving a spiritual life. You and I exist. We are substantial. We have mass. We displace water. We are physical beings who are in a relationship with a physical world. And so to help us facilitate our relationship with the environment, we have developed remarkable senses: taste, touch, hearing, sight, and smell. For a long, long time, I believed our senses were in place so that we would be enabled, capable of receiving information from the world. But this is only half true. Because along with allowing us to receive information from our environment, our senses also serve to filter out information from our environment. We can only hear some of the sounds that exist around us. We smell only some of the smells and see only a limited amount of the light spectrum. We can't taste everything, nor feel everything. And thank God for that. Because the truth is, our puny little human minds are not capable of processing it all. Our doors of perception swing only so wide for a reason. We are finite creatures who are living in a world of infinites. And the truth is, you and I, we are fragile. Our bodies are soft, some more so than others. And the reality is that each one of us will discover that our bodies break down. We learn as we grow that survival requires effort. We have needs that must be met. These fundamental human needs, according to the School of Human Scale Development, which was developed by Manfred Max Neef, these needs are few, they're finite, and they are classifiable. Max Neef argues that we human beings are really not all that complicated. We are what we are, and what we are today has not changed as dramatically from what we were as we might think. Our needs today are quite similar to the needs of our ancestors, both recent and ancient. These needs are constant across all human cultures and across historical time. What does change over time is not the needs, but the strategies by which we fulfill those needs. In this system of classification, these needs are not presented as a hierarchy, but rather they are a grouping of interrelated priorities. So this is what we need, you and I, this is what we need. We need subsistence. We have to eat. We need protection, affection, understanding. We need participation, leisure. We need the opportunity to create things. We need identity. And we need freedom. These are the things that we are all looking for. And these needs, they continue to be our fixation until we satisfy them. And so it goes that until we meet our physical needs, we find ourselves feeling worried, anxious. We become fixated. Fixated on satisfying our needs. If you have someone take away your food for a few days, I assure you, you will begin to feel anxious. If you alienate yourself from the people around you, I believe that it won't be long before you begin to worry about being so alone. If you somehow land yourself in jail, it won't be long before you begin to fixate on the concept of freedom. But just like our senses, our physical needs have limits. We feel anxious about our hunger until we are fed. But do we stop there? What if we keep eating? What if the satisfaction of our needs alone proves to no longer be sufficient? So often, I find myself wanting more. More of the good stuff. More of the carousing, the drunkenness, the debauchery and fornication. More of the flesh, until I find myself becoming immersed in some of my more unattractive qualities. I find myself becoming immersed in my superficial self. And I have found that in my life, I do create factions and enmities. I experience jealousy and anger. I have encouraged dissension and envy and strife. And there have been times where I have fallen out of relationship with the people around me. By doing so, I think I may have fallen out of relationship with God. And so what are we supposed to do? How do we find this balance between the limits of our needs and this inexhaustible desire that we feel as broken people? How much is too much? Paul says that if it distracts you even a little bit from God, it is too much. Paul says that we are more than just our bodies. In fact, Paul believed that our physical identities exist in tension with our spiritual identities. Imagine a continuum. On one side, you have your spiritual needs, and on the other side, you have your physical needs. And as you move closer to one pole or the other, you discover that as I begin to give priority to my physical needs, my spiritual needs do not get the attention they deserve. The only way we can become more spiritual is to lessen our consideration of our physical selves and vice versa. You know, starve the body to feed the spirit. The truth is, Paul had some hang-ups about this physical world of ours. He seemed to resent our earthiness. I don't think Paul liked to be touched. And frankly, I don't share Paul's hang-ups. I love this body of mine, and I delight in the pleasure that it brings me. But I, like Paul, I recognize that the desires of my flesh do, in fact, prevent me from having a genuinely virtuous life. My self-interest is not best served by my flesh. I am weak. But God is not. And God has given to us the gift of the Holy Spirit to lead us in the righteous way. Paul tells us that the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These qualities are given to us through the Holy Spirit. They are a gift from God. And it may be the case that you feel already that you have these things in your life. You may have already developed a spiritual life, one that satisfies your needs. And if that's the case, I think that's wonderful. More power to you. But if you have not done that, you need to know that you can and should call upon the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit will bring these things into your life. If you are lonely, pray for love. If you are sad, pray for joy. If you are in conflict, pray for peace. If you are anxious, pray for patience. If you are mistreated, or if you are mistreating someone else, pray for kindness. If you feel selfish, like we all do at times, pray to God for generosity. And if you find that you are lost, you don't know where to start, where to turn, how to find God, pray for faith. If you're ready to explode at the world around you, pray for gentleness. And if you do struggle with the limits of our physical lives, if you find that you are unable to move beyond the needs of your physical body, if you struggle with addiction, with anger, with enmity, pray for self-control. And when you pray, pray with conviction. Because God knows you and God loves you. And God does provide for our needs. This is the good news for today. Selah.